Russo and several other parents in New York City's District 3 decided to purposely choose middle schools with less homework. Cecilia Bluer said when she chose a kindergarten, she chose one with homework because she was nervous and wanted a school with rigor. But now she finds she is constantly fighting over homework, a battle she no longer believes in.
I mean, I have a 12-year-old son who has never loaded the dishwasher, never unloaded the dishwasher. He's never taken the garbage out. He doesn't do anything because it's all about homework.
Perhaps one of the most fervent anti-homework activists is Etta Kralovec, the co-author, along with John Buell, of The End of Homework. Kralovec believes parents have the right to set educational agendas for their families.
If some parents want their kids to learn three languages and want their kids to be in AP math, they ought to be free to structure their family time so the kids can achieve that. But that doesn't mean that all parents want that for their kids. A lot of parents want their kids to participate in community activities, in religious activities.
The other problem with homework, she says, is that you're never sure who's doing it. Stephen Aloya adds class and education differences create an inherent unfairness.
Homework reflects the quality of the home, not the child. My children have access to a university because I'm a professor. I've had my son bring into his class science fairs liquid nitrogen to demonstrate on show and tell day in science in the fourth grade. As a parent who's conscientious and concerned, I'm going to make sure they turn in the very best homework there is. And it's unfair because some parents do not have access to those resources.
Aloya will go on and on about the bad content of assignments, but his main gripe is again the effect on family life.
None of my children are involved in scouting. They're not involved in anything with our church, anything with the community, and they cannot be because homework preempts everything. They already have my children with compulsory attendance laws, and that's their right. The state does not belong in my home at nighttime.
Sociologist Gary Natriello says at the time he did his research in the 80s, he believed more homework would simply make teachers and students more accountable.
What we weren't counting on was that at the end of the day, all of that comes home. And so someone has to then support the students and monitor the students in getting this work done. Or if nothing else, at least has to allow them to stay up late enough to finish the work. And that really changes home life in some pretty substantial ways. I don't think we fully appreciated what that would mean.
Natriello still believes if you want kids to reach higher standards, homework is necessary, especially in high school. But he says as a parent, he now understands homework's hidden costs. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.